As you know, $30 car tab initiative passed by a 55-45% count. It was much more overwhelming in Pierce and Snohomish counties, where the people of those two counties said an emphatic no to all the forces that were trying to keep the Sound Transit taxes going. But there have now been court appeals. And even though this was supposed to begin last Thursday, $30 tabs, they are still collecting the illegally calculated car tabs on your vehicles in Pierce, Snohomish, and King counties if you're within the taxing district. What a lot of people don't know is that on top of that, in response to 976, the Sound Transit Board, unbelievably, has now voted to increase your property taxes as well. A member of that Sound Transit Board, and one of only two people who voted against this, is the Pierce County Executive Bruce Dammeyer, who joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Bruce, always good to talk with you.
Good afternoon, Dory. I appreciate the chance to talk with you as well.
Bruce, this is absolutely mind-boggling to me. What a blatant disregard of the voters who clearly said they wanted a Sound Transit tax cut with their 976 vote. Not only have we not gotten that because of the court challenges, but the board has now raised our property taxes?
Yeah, I did find it ironic that at the same board meeting where they kind of talked about not adhering to the will of the people in the car tab relief initiative, that the board also voted on increasing property taxes by 1%. I thought that was a great opportunity for the board to at least show that they were hearing to some degree the frustration in our taxpayers, and unfortunately, it didn't prevail.
So how much are we talking about? I saw one story that said Sound Transit collects 25 cents per $1,000 of assessed property value. Is that the right number?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the correct number. The 1% increase was only $1.3 million. So as you're well aware, the Sound Transit collects the motor vehicle excise tax, the car tabs, it collects property tax, and it collects sales tax. So the property tax is not that substantial in view of the billions involved here. And that is why I thought it was a great opportunity to just show for the Sound Transit Board to show that they were listening to the frustration of the voters.
Well, yeah. And it may not be that substantial compared to the rest of the nonsense, but for people, and it's not unusual for people in Seattle, in York County, down in Pierce, to have million-dollar homes, and we're talking about a $250 addition to your property tax that goes straight to Sound Transit. And so it's not an insubstantial amount to these families and these homeowners when you figure what it really costs.
No, I agree. Part of the challenge when you're up in the Sound Transit world is most of the measures that come before you are in the billions of dollars. So it becomes challenging when, you know, where I'm from, $1.3 million is a lot of money.
Yes.
Up there, it's not as much money.
Okay. Tell me, because what was the vote? 13-2? And you were one of the two?
I think it was 14-2.
14-2.
Final passage.
What's going through the minds of those 14 people who know how the people voted on 976? Are they just so callous about the need to drive money to Sound Transit that they just don't care what the will of the voters is?
Well, Dory, I think you'd have to ask those Sound Transit board members themselves to find out why they voted that way. I can tell you that Kent Keel, the mayor of University Place, and I felt very keenly that this was not a good action for the board to take. Both of us spoke strongly against it. We even used some procedural mechanisms to try to give the board an out. And unfortunately, to approve it with 0% increase. And unfortunately, the board chose to go the traditional way and take the full 1% increase.
But this board is made up primarily of county executives like yourself and mayors of small cities, right?
And there are county council members. And there are other members from city councils.
Okay, because these are people who know what the voters said with the 976 vote. And it just strikes me, Bruce, as remarkable that they not only don't care what the will of the voters is, but then with this property tax increase, it's like they're spitting in the face of the voters because they're in an act of petulance because people said they wanted $30 car tabs.
I couldn't go that far, Dory, but what I could say is I can tell you that certainly in Snohomish and certainly down here in Pierce County, the frustration is palpable. And on the car tab relief initiative, I can tell you it's been interesting. I've gotten a lot of people thanking me for Pierce County's planning to intervene on behalf of the state of Washington in defense of the initiative. And by the way, our county council is taking action today at 3 o'clock on that very, very item. But it's been interesting to me. I have had people who voted against the initiative thank me for defending the will of the voters. Even though the vote didn't go their way, they wanted the will of the voters to prevail.
Well, I just think that that's the way public officials should be. You guys work for us, and when we clearly speak in a 55-45, and that's if you go to your county, what was it, 62-38 down in Pierce County, or even more overwhelming?
66%. Yes.
No, you're 66-34 saying yes to $30 tabs. And yet we have all of these people who are just trying to manipulate it so that they can overturn the will of the people. And, I mean, I go back to Gary Locke. The first time people voted for $30 tabs, it got tossed by the state Supreme Court. And Gary Locke went to the legislature and said, hey, this is the will of the people. Let's implement $30 tabs. That's the way things used to be around here. Even Democrat politicians would be somewhat responsive to the people. But now it is the people be damned, and the will of the people is to be ignored.
Yeah, I agree. That time when Governor Locke at the time called a special session and the legislature convened and passed a measure that would correct the constitutional challenge to that $30 car tabs, that was the way it should work.
Yes, it was. Well, unbelievable that Sound Transit has now decided for a 1% property tax increase as its response to $30 tabs. And if the courts toss 976 and our car tabs stay ridiculously, illegally high, this property tax increase will also stay in place?
There's no challenge to the property tax increase. That's not subject to the referendum. The car tab relief referendum. So that 1% increase is going into effect with the vote of the board, sadly.
And the Sound Transit Board, which is an unelected board, it's appointed. I'm glad there are a couple of independent voices like you, Bruce, but I just can't believe the mayor of the town in which I live, I cannot believe how he and many others have just become complete toadies for this rogue out-of-control agency. It sickens me.
Well, I can tell you that serving on that board is challenging for me at many points, as you might imagine. But I can tell you that I get a lot of appreciation from people down in my community who say they appreciate me being their voice on that board, even though that voice rarely prevails.
Yeah, well, I know past dissenting voices got eliminated from the board 10 years ago. So I'm glad you're there too. All right, Bruce, I appreciate you fighting for us. Thanks for taking the time to tell me about it.
You bet. Thank you very much, Dory.
All right, Pierce County Executive Bruce Dammeyer joining us. So how about that? That's their response to 976. They want to get a court to toss it so that you will still have to pay insanely high car tabs, and they now have railroaded through a 1% property tax increase for Sound Transit. It's unbelievable. Love to hear your thoughts. You can text me at 98973. That's 98973. The Dory Monson Show rolls on.